09, Sunday night, Simon Yud Aleph, Sif Ches. Sif Ches. Hamishtachave Lebehema. They have places where behemoths, they are Avodah Zorah. You have it nowadays too, in some countries. So the din is, if you bow down to a behemoth, Avodah Zorah is also Bano. It's Tachshitim or also Bano. What grows from it is also Bano. But sometimes there are exceptions. A Mechubur does not become also Bano. Something connected to the ground. A behemoth, Balchai, is not Ne'esar. That's another din. Okay? Now, although Mechubur and Balchai don't become Osir Ba'ano, but there's a special pasuk disqualifying them from being a korban. So if someone bows down to a behemoth, then that behemoth can't be used as a korban. So we extrapolate and we say that any tzorech gavoa is also Osir. So therefore, and it's to a hedur, it's mutar b'ano, because it's a balchai, and a living thing doesn't become osir b'ano if someone bows down to it. Hamishtachave lebehema, though, samra, its wool, is possible the tzitzis, because it's called a tzorech gavoa. It's not worthy, it's not appropriate to use it for a mitzvah, just like we find that it's inappropriate, it's possible. It's technically possible to use it as a korban, the animal, so the tzemer is also possible to be used for tzarek gavoa. There's another chiddush here, and that is that really when you change the wool into threads, it underwent a shinui. Just like we saw, if you stole wool and you made it into threads, it's called a shinui. Shinui kona, that type of shinui together with yish. So there's different, you can't always compare the word shinui to shinui. Regarding some halachas, regarding the halach of gezel, where you need one type of shinui to cancel the din of Eishav Zagzela Shar Gozal. So for that, wool into thread is enough of a shinui. The shinui that's needed here to say that this is not the substance that the person bowed down to, for that you would need an even more fundamental shinui, as we'll see in a moment, you have by pishtun, by flax, and therefore by the animal and the wool, it's possible that tzitzis, even though you're spinning it into thread, and it's undergoing what we call in Hilchas Gzela a shinui, but it's not enough of a shinui for this. But hamishtachve lepishtun notua, the reason he speaks out notua is because it's the same dynamic, that lehedyot, it's not osur, because it's mechubal karka. Legavoa, it is possible. We extrapolate, letzorech mitzvah, it's also inappropriate. Whether it's actually possible or not, to what degree it's possible, even b'diavad, we'll see in the Mishnah Brura. But al kaponim, ha-mishtachim ha-lepishtim, to a kosher letzitzis, sherei nishtaneh. The change, you can't tell at all, your flax doesn't look anything, the fibers that you spin, that you make threads out of fishdon looks nothing like the plant flax, and therefore the din is different. It's not inappropriate to use it for the mitzvah. Okay, let's see the Mishnah Brura. When you bow down to an animal, tzamra possibly edus after dover hanevad enu also yellow lekarbon. He means a balchai, of course. A dover nevad certainly does become also to a hedyot under normal circumstances, but a balchai is only us, does not become ne'esar. The Gemara's lashon is balchai eino ne'esar, but for a korban, we learn out from a pasuk. If you remember the beginning of Ayikra, the second pasuk, so you look in Rashi there, prat le'ne'evad, ne'evad can't be used as a korban dafka. Aval lehedyot shari, v'kol osur lemitzvah tzitzis. Hold the tzarech gavoahu, so it's also tzarech gavoah, so to speak. So it's more is kolapi gavoah, it's inappropriate, it's disgusting, it's hold the loyashtani kolkach. That's already, the Mishnah Berurah is already talking about the contrast to pishtun. And also he's bothered by, it is a shinui when it comes to gzela. We saw if you steal, gezel is called a shinui. But hold the loyashtani kolkach, Daidayan Chazuseyola, that looks like Tzemer still. You can tell what it is. Venerishu Tzemer. It's very plausible that this is all on a Drabonon level, not on a Dioraisa level. The whole extrapolation from Korban to Tzorach Gavoa is pretty doubtful if that's a Dioraisa Dikapsul. That's why we'll see soon in the Mishnah Berurah that it might be the Eved be kosher if worse comes to worst. Okay. Mashenke Mishnah Berurah Pishtun Natua, Davi Ke'etz, it looks like it's a wood. The Chemin Shaso Chutin, Mareo Harishon Cholaf Olachlo, you totally can't tell what its source was. Getting back to wool, postal at Sitzes Lamedvav, I am Besun and Tovkuf Peivav, we're going to run some cotton vav, the Masuk of Hidas on the Chabershon, high postal Eina Rakla Chatchila, Mishum Demois, Abu Bidi Evid Yotzov. Again, because the whole extrapolation from Korban to Dvar Mitzvah is a Chiddush, and probably is not even so on a Dioraisadical level. The Chain Kosev Agrob Besun and Zeh, the Gror writes, Lunin the Evid B'machlok Eshnuya. Okay, it's not so nageya unless you want to tie it at a shetel. It's called tzarech gavoa. The tzitzis, because of all this tamid, the tzemer shehaya all of the sneses shtachavoya neeseres. We're talking about the tzemer that it had when it was bowed down to. The kosh gained certainly mashagodalakar kach, because that tzemer that grew onto a osur dika behema. So it's more partial that the tzemer of afterwards is Osir, because it grew from Isser. Ubesefer b'neichia kosov lahepech, the mashagod l'achar shenevad is mutter. It's less of a svara to say that became Osir. So if we would have time, we would learn it, talk about it, discuss the various svaras, but we don't have time. Ubebereitim because of the gamatas, so if it came the kamam b'simet tofresh mem tesef cotton hay, Bayan Shambelio Rabba the Prima Gordon. Lamit Ches, Pishtun Nagu Natua, Aval Pishtun Shuhunekar, if it's not Mukhubala Karka, as Nesra Fidula Hedyo, it Mamish becomes Osir Bahano. Kidina Vod Zorba Tikrufta, Dainu Moalo Shino, no Shino helps for that. Shekoshato Mahavim Imenu Harehi Kamoa. That's actually a quote from a Gemara that Darshan's from a Pasuk. Or that Shinui never helps, and when something becomes Osir because of Avodah Zarah, it remains Osir despite all permutations. That has ramifications in the field of Kashrus, by the way. Many times, things that are Osir, like treif animals even, undergo enough of a chemical change, it undergoes such a total change in processing, that's the gelatin controversy, among other things. So it could actually become mutter, so to speak. It becomes a different object. But Avodah Zorah will never become mutter. And therefore, no matter what they do to it, if you have something whose source is Avodah Zorah, then it doesn't matter how many shinuyim it undergoes and how much of a change it is from the original product, it's always osur. So this is like, you know, we're learning these halachas, but yeah, do the shaitels, and they add them with the cashews. With cashews, they had an Avodah Zorah problem. You didn't hear about it here. You guys in Beit Shemesh, you don't know what's going on in the world. They had a cashew problem a few months ago. The Bedatz announced that cashews were made, the way cashews are made, Roy Lachila, is they're baked in an oven, because they're very, very hard. And they were baked in the same oven. What? I don't know about sesame seeds, but I know about cashews. I don't know what you're talking about, but I know the cashews. The Bedatz said no cashews for a few months, and then they started getting it from other places, from Vietnam, from Korea, rather than from India. Maybe there's something about sesame seeds too. I don't know about that. They were baking them in the same oven that Avodah Zorah was also placed into. And processed. Takruvus Avodah Zarah. It was written up in magazines. You know, you don't read Hebrew. It'll be in Mishpacha in English in another year and a half. You know, Siftes. Yaseh Nekev Ba'orech Hatalis. Okay, we have here a perfectly fine specimen. Okay, Orach and Rochav in a talis is counterintuitive. I don't know what your intuition tells you it is, but it should be counterintuitive. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out later that in Sifkot and Nun Beis, you could always look there. The Rochav is this way. When we talk about Rochav, we're talking about up-down, the coma of a person. And the Orech is this way, what you wrap yourself in. And if you ever forget that, sneak a peek in Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Nun Beis, where he says it. So the Derech Ituf is called Orech. This is the Orech. I mean, a talus is square, so there's really no Orech and no Rochav. You can call it what you want. But I, you know, you always think like this way is the Orech, and this way is the Rochav. What? What? Yeah, is it? Okay. I always thought it was square. Anyway, Yaseh Nekev. So then certainly this should be called, well, the Orech. But it's not. This way is longer. Oh, that's why it's Orech. Orech is always the longer one. Okay. I never measured my talus, obviously. Yaseh Nekev Orech HaTalus. So you make the hole. Yeah, well here, Lo Lamala Migimelet's balls, the Hainu Gudlin, the hole shouldn't be more. So now we're talking about the Orech. So the Orech is this way. Actually, both ways it can't be more. So it shouldn't be more than three thumb lengths away from the edge. If it's more than three thumb lengths away from the edge, it's not the Konof anymore. It has to be on the Konof in the corner. What? What did I say? Okay, some width, I'm sorry. Three of them. Lola Mala Migimelet's balls, because at some point it's ice corner, right? The corner is not where you see the stitching. That's just a convenience. But a corner, so more than three would no longer be the corner. Yes, Lola Mala Migimelet's balls, Dainu Goodlin, and Meshainu Nikra Konof, Malola Mata, and not less than Mikashir Sheyesh Mikesher Godel from that knuckle. And until where your nail is even with the flesh. But again, you can look up in Svarim exactly how many centimeters, and now we work with that. But when you go buy a pair of tzitzis, I don't know about Eretz Yisrael. In America, when I was younger, you really, really had to check. The companies would not be careful enough. And there were many times that it wasn't in a good place. Now, this is when you put it in. We'll be learning the halacha if it tears later and it goes what's called lamata mi kesher godel. Then it's kosher, and we'll see the halachas later. But now we're talking about when you first atola the tzitzis into the talus. What? I don't know, whatever it is, it's from here to here. I don't know, this is the shear. It's either less or more. I don't know which. Figure it out. But that's the shear. Mikesha Godel Adat Ziporin. Mishum Shenemer Al HaKonof. V'yem Hoya Lamatam Im Lo Kesher Godel. Hoya Tachas HaKonof. It would be called Tachas HaKonof. It's not called on the corner. It would be called in the corner, under the corner. Hago Umodet in Zeb Yosher. You go at a straight from the edge. The Loba Lachsom in Akere. You're not measuring this way, because really the tzitzis are supposed to be like this, hanging down, like that. So you're saying you don't measure from the corner, from the very, very corner. Like they, what's a corner corner? The corniest corner is here. So you don't do that, the measuring that way, at an angle. That would, it wouldn't work out that way. You do it straight from the edge. Okay, that's the Mechaber and Ramal. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Yaseh Nekev Lametes, Kozeh Beis Yosef. After Yeshomim, there are those that say the Yaseh Beznikovim. Right? You've seen them, I'm sure. Many people have Talis Kotans, Talis Godos. Lubavitch's other Hasidim have two holes, and it comes through. And what you in effect have is, like here, you see both sides. They're both the same, right? Because it goes through one hole and it hangs down. When you have two holes, so it comes out of one side, and when you turn it around, you see nothing, right? That's a chumrah. That's a mila. That's an extra chumrah that some, the itur writes, it preferably should be that way. It shouldn't be double tzitzis that you see on both sides. It should be only on one side seen, and on the other side it should be nothing. It's also very Kabbalistic. but that, okay. So but if you look in the Beis Yosef, you'll only see that. Because we'll read the Mishnah Berurah, that it's not necessary to do it.
Is there a downside to it?
Yeah. An unnecessary chumrah, we've learned before. The downside is to do unnecessary chumras. Yeah. Because of Beis Yosef, after Yesh Omrim, even though the Beis Yosef writes already, even though some say the Yasa Beis Mekovim Kamot Seire, the Yatala Tzitzit Betochom, the Yotzi Osun Letzad Echad, Ein lochesh lezeh, v'habola achmer al atzmo, v'kayotzi bezeh, eno min ha-machmirim, elo min ha-matmiyin, temechze ki yuara. He's making a statement, everybody else's sins is no good, he's being machmir, adkan l'shono. That's what the Beis Yosef writes. U'bach kosav, the Bach writes, the betalas kotn yasa shtein ha-kovim. You know, you tell us kotn, you can do it, because no one's going to see that. The bezeh lo mechze ki yuara, kiven shein nira l'kol. V'chein kosav v'kavonos, Sharizal Noam came, Omer Bibirke Yosef Kosla Shahid Marash, Rachai Ovav Loy Noam came, Rachinus Pashat Haminik Bimedinas Poland, Omer Medinas Hager, I don't know what that is. What Medina is that? What Medina is Hager? What country is that? Uba Ashkenaz in Germany, Ein Noagin, what? Ein Noagin came, Venara Naru Pashte, whatever the minig is, that's what you do. But you go into a store, if you're a nice literature American boy, you go into a store, you ask for one hole. I mean, it's okay if it has two holes. A lot of times they just make two holes, but they put in the tzitzit as if it was one hole. They don't put it through the second hole. It's easier for the manufacturer. There's nothing wrong with two holes in the tzitzit. It depends how the tzitzit is made. Well, you know, people could think that I don't want two hole tzitzit. Rabbi Mlinowitz said I should ask for one hole. It's okay if it's two holes, as long as they make it with one hole. You know what I mean? That it goes through. That's all.
Both holes need to be within that spot.
Yeah. We're one hole people. Let's go. I don't know. I know if your minig is two, you know, someone came to me. Someone has a problem. He discovered his tefillin when Nusach Ari was written with Ksav Ari. Sometimes, yeah, not always. Because we had this before. Sometimes there's a shita that's nitche mehalacha, and it's no, you're not doing anyone a favor just by being machmer willy nilly. When it says machmer tavolo bracha, it's because in the halachic process, there's makom to be machmer. The psak is not that, is not a blowout. It's not, you know, there's still makom to be machmer like that shita. But sometimes it's not like that. It's only unusual because usually the chumras that you're not supposed to do are not even brought down. Believe me, if you'd learned Tur Beis Yosef, you'd have a whole stack of them. We don't do it. There's a lot of things we don't do. It's rare to bring it down and say, but don't do it. That is true. Okay, let's move on. Ba'orech, I am the combo of Mishnah Berurah of Kotan Nun Beis, Mashak Asad Nusham. Which is the Orech and which is the Rocha? But really, I don't know. I'm not so sure. I didn't have time. It really has to be on both ends. It has to be in this place. Okay. Lo lemalam beginim as well as the lo mikri kraf a beged ala beged. Vatera kosal kanfei bigdeyev. Vayim a beis yosef shekotim the beginim as well. But since the beis yosef writes exactly three mutala harchik, the lasos acharkach hanekev shom. After the three. The harbe poskim chokim al zeh. Once you've passed the borderline of three, two beged mikri v'lo konof, and you cannot make the hole after the three. V'al ken yesh lizoyer lasos sheyaskol hanekev toch gimel etzbos. Because the moment of Roman was hanekev l'malami gimel, avot bishek shekosher hatzitzes also hachutin shal habeged ketzorim v'neskaplu haknofos. Right, it got squeezed. And lo and behold, now it's lamata mi gimel, magic. That doesn't count, because it just got scrunched up, that's all. Puzzle, the alkoponim yesh bahakonov shir beged. Bechenim also hanekiv lamala mi shir agodol, and it got scrunched up. And now you look and you say, oh my goodness, it's lamata mi kesher agodol. Doesn't matter, it's just scrunched up, that's all. But in the akashira, this couple habeged, even though it's going to stay like that, it's going to stay crunched up. Scrunched up, but it doesn't matter because it's all, it's not, you haven't really done anything, it's just scrunched up, from the tying of the knot. Achu pochum because I go to kosher kibush al kapolam hashir ba'akonav. Hainu gudlin, what does that both mean? Gudlin. Ayin le'elsif kotin yutes, where he describes exactly where on the thumb. Ba'ayin ba'artus ha'chayin demasik, the lechatchilot yoser tov, limdor ha'gimel etzbos, ba'amo kemitzo de zeres. So let's see. This is amo, and this is kemitzo, and this is zeres. So now we have to go like that, to measure it with these three. But it's really, the person say, it's basically the same shear. And now we work with centimeters or inches. Unless you go into a store and you don't have your slide rule with you, so you, the Torah always has people walking around with their measuring tools, right? This is an amma, this is a tefach, this is a kesher godel. You're walking around with the tools of the trade. Okay, bayim bir halacha, which we will not do. Mem gimel. I mean, you could do it, but not in the course of this year. I won't do it now. The neishenu nikra konav ma'akev afilu b'diyeved. This is not a lechatchila, this is ma'akev b'diyeved. It's puzzle. And you're wearing an arba kanfos beged without tzitzis if you don't put it in the right place. If the hole is not made in the right place. But filum liachar shosubol tzitzis. You put it in, you were toiler the tzitzis in the beged. But filum rakhul yachas. And you made one knot. Chotach benegev. And then he said, it's a little too high. And he made a cut. And he pulled it down. Sheyitlu atzitzus lamata, no good, right? Good old tasav alomana osui. Afilu achi pasul mishum tasav alomana osui. What did ipcha? The other way around. Shetolam toch kesher agodo. He made it too low. So he said, So chotach lamala bibeged. He pulled it up. He made a slit, pulled it up. Then he sewed up the bottom quickly. Behelu atzitzus lamala bikesher agodo v'tov lamata. O tolamatlus halakonav. He put a piece of beged there. Avigam came tassel lomana also because at the time he put it in, it was puzzle. Talish shel period. New sentence. Talish shel tzemer shehaisam mitziyetzas kehuchasa. Okay. Vinimtsa begedil shel meshi shehaisam mitzasa talis chutin shel pishton vehutzrach lishlof hagodol min atalis. What happened there? Well, what's the story? He had a talis of tzemer, everything was fine. Benimtzim begodol shel meshi chutin shel pishton. Oh my goodness, kalayim. So v'utzuchu lishlof hagodol min hatalis roi lahachmer v'hater atzitzes v'lachso l'koshram. Why? Probably because kalayim is not called a beged. You're not allowed to wear it. So it's not a beged. So that's why it's like tasa v'lom anasi. Now you made it into a beged by taking out the kalayim. Probably that's the reason. Okay, mem dalet. V'lo lamata, not less than kesher godol ha-tziporim. That's also makabah for the eved. V'nira li shemokom ha-nekev yegam kein lamala mashir zeh. In other words, you could be betzam from it so much, again, that the hole is right at the border, and the tzitzis, no, then the tzitzis would be below the border. The hole ha-nekev gam kein lamala mashir zeh. Why, you could make it at the border, and then you put in the tzitzis on, and the tzitzis are like above, right? Because when you put in the tzitzis, they're like on the other side of the border. So that's no good. The hole should also be above the border of the minimum. Mikashir, the Mishmur Paschal said you have to learn the Bir Halacha. Mikashir, Sheyesh Mikhez, Poshut, the Zegamke Misharin and Ba'odim Beinoni, which we do with centimeters and whatever. We do it with the Chazanisha's thumb. Adatzi Poren, Mokom Hashovel Abosar. Right? If you bite your nails, that doesn't count. It's be where the nail comes to the Shovel Abosar. Biyosher, Perish, Misfas HaBeged Moded in Biyosher. Straight. Hagimel Etzbos, V'chein Hashir, the Keshe Godel. Bein Be'orech, Bein Be'rochat, L'maisa. Even though here we're just talking about Orech, but we'll see in Sifu that it's both ways. Orech and Rochat, it has to be within this. The ain moded in Ashir Balachson. Let's see if you know your mathematics are both sides. Shagadehu Alachson, Mismait, Hamadido, Le'erech. How much? 2/5. Right? Isn't that A squared, B squared? Isn't that hypotenuse of a. Whatever. Yeah. It's 2/5 more. When you go at the angle, right? don't remember our geometry? When you measure this way and it's 2, let's say you measure this way, it's 2 inches, and you measure this way, it's 2 inches, so the alachson is going to be 2 2/5 approximately, no? Isn't that A squared, B squared equals C squared? Whatever it is, it's going to be more. You're not going to get the right measurement. That's it for today.